Cabbies are the most visible face of New York streets. In a survey done recently, it was found 99% of cab drivers are immigrants. Due to many factors, not much is known about their working lives. I spoke to William Landauer, campaign manager of New York Cab Driver Union.
Demographics change all the time. In this period, most of the drivers are from South Asia. A lot of Bangladeshi drivers, Indian drivers, even some Sri Lankan. We are among the most exploited and oppressed workers in the city. Restrooms do present a problem. There are taxi stands in the city, Manhattan I'm talking about, and there are taxi relief stands. Unfortunately, there are many more taxi stands, it seems, than taxi relief stands. If you park your cab in a taxi stand and go somewhere to get a bite to eat or go use the bathroom, you're most likely to come back and find a $115 parking ticket on your cab. And New Yorkers do not go to taxi stands looking for a cab. So all taxi stands should be made taxi relief stands. Drivers would appreciate it, and it would prevent probably many kidney problems in the future for these drivers. Drivers, whether they have diabetes or high cholesterol, you know, things like that. And we steer drivers to state-sponsored health programs that they may qualify for. Because, you know, drivers do not have any health insurance, they don't get paid vacations, because they're considered independent contractors. This is the beginning of the economic recession, and I don't know how long it will last, but business seems down about 20 to 30% according to my talks with drivers.
What's happening? People are not taking cabs?
Well, people are taking fewer cabs. There are people who lost their jobs, people who are afraid to go out to restaurants or shows because it costs a lot of money, and maybe they think they have to try to save some of that money to pay their bills, and perhaps they're worried about being unemployed. Many New Yorkers seem to be under the impression that if the credit card system doesn't work, first of all, it's the driver's fault, and second of all, they don't have to pay if it doesn't work. What nonsense. I'm turning good citizens into petty thieves. Well, New Yorkers realize how hard drivers work, that they have families just like the passengers have, and that tips should be generous, like in the 20% range. And even on a credit card tip, they lose 5% on the tip, so even a 20% tip becomes a normal 15% tip.